small town. They sing to him, swing with him, and just do anything for him, and tell him he's the one. I've got a love so true, and yet I'm sad and blue, 'cause it's easier said than done. Easier said than done.
No excuse not to cruise. Get it on your desktop or laptop at WGCMAM.com. And you can download the free app for your smartphone there too. On your radio at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. We are cruising WGCM.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, hello, Higgins. Not very well, I'm afraid. I haven't sold a single donut in 3 days.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. But, sir, have you ever considered actually telling people that you have donuts to sell?
Higgins, I don't have time to go door to door to door.
No, sir. I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that you run a radio advertising schedule on Cruisin' 100.9.
Cruisin' 100.9?
Yes, sir. They have thousands of listeners. And if you do a commercial telling them about your delicious donuts, I'm sure they'll come from everywhere to buy them.
That's an awesome idea, Higgins. Will you line it up for me?
Of course, sir.
Excellent. Here, have a donut.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. That will be $2.
Sir!
If you're in business and want more business, it's time to start your conversation with Cruisin' 100.9 listeners today. Simply go to CoastRadioGroup.com and click on Advertise. That's CoastRadioGroup.com, your home for Cruisin' 100.9 FM.
A better way to bank, a better way to save. Now at Singing River Federal, get 1.5% APY on 8-month certificates of deposit and 2.02% APY on 18-month certificates. Happy Labor Day from Singing River Federal Credit Union. Rocket Pest Control is now Alliance Pest Control with over 40 years of serving the Gulf Coast, helping residents with pest and termite problems. If you're building a new home or business or need pest control service for your existing property, Alliance is the one to call. Local folks with the knowledge to get the job done right. Alliance Pest Control is also the expert to call for soil treatment with new construction. Call them today at 228-215-3117. That's 228-215-3117. Alliance Pest Control.
You've heard it said, nothing makes a hard job easier than having the right tools and equipment. That's true. And Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Gulfport has everything you need, from mini excavators, jackhammers, air compressors, and saws of all kinds, just to name a few. Milner Rental has lawn equipment, small contractor equipment, and all kinds of specialty power tools. Save time and money. Do the job yourself with a little help from Milner Rental on Dito Road near Highway 49 in Gulfport. Call Milner at 832-8081.
Milner Rental Center is open on Labor Day.
Are you or your club planning an event? Gulf Coast Motorsports Magazine event page is viewed by thousands of people each month. Go to GulfCoastMotorsports.com to post your event today. Gulf Coast Motorsports Magazine.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
the set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On an overcast Saturday evening from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, it's the fifth game in a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella. We join alongside Gary Green momentarily. Shuckers snapped their six-game losing skid last night. A 4-2 win over Rocket City, who had won their previous four games as well. It was the first one in the series for Biloxi. And it was back between an offense performance from the outfielder Corey Ray and a left-handed pitcher in Brandon Kinnear, who really was magnificent last night. Let's take you back through the ballgame quickly yesterday. Shuckers got on the board first for the fourth straight game in this series. It was an RBI single off of Gabe Holt, sliced it down the left field line. It scored Thomas Dillard, reach base via walk to kick off the second inning. That was one of the two walks that Dillard tallied in the contest yesterday. The Shuckers jumped ahead 1-0. In the top of the third, Shuckers added on another. It was a Terrence Dawson leadoff single, and he would come around to score a few batters later on a Garrett Whitley RBI single. That single extended his hitting streak to five games, on base streak to six. It was his only hit in the contest, though, but it was a big one that doubled the Shuckers' lead to 2-0. Brandon Kinnear, through the first three innings, really just faced the minimum, allowed a leadoff single there in Whitefield in the first inning. He used a 4-6-3 double play to erase that, and then he would go on to retire after the double play the next eight men until a single from LeVon Soto in the fourth inning, which was really just a slap bunt up the first base side that reached the second baseman Holt right on the edge of the grass in the infield dirt. Well, that was one of the three hits on the infield in the inning. And the trash pin would tie the game at two in that bottom of the fourth. Sonny DeShera, fielder's choice after they try to turn a 5-4-3 double play. Only got one, and so Soto scored. Zach Netta, who also reached on an infield single, would score on a Preston Palmeiro high chopper on the right side. So the ball wasn't hit very hard against the left-hander Brandon Kinnear in that fourth inning, but two runs coming to score, and it tied the ball game at two. But the Shuckers, well, they said, not so fast, my friend. We're going to retake the lead. Corey Ray, one of his two home runs, went back-to-back innings with a solo blast to dead center field off the batter's eye. Those are his two hits in the contest. And again, a solo home run on the top of the fifth and the top of the sixth inning. And Kinnear would end up going seven innings yesterday, tying his career high early this year against Quad City when he was in high A. With Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, the nine strikeouts, though a new double-A season high, allows five hits, two runs, walk two, and again, struck out nine through 103 pitches yesterday. And in the back of the bullpen, Harold Chirino, scoreless inning, struck out two in the eighth in a 1-2-3 inning, and then the ninth inning, Zach Venero tosses a scoreless inning as well, gives up the leadoff walk to Logan Ohapi, one of the three walks that Ohapi had, the Angels' number one prospect. Well, then Preston Palmeiro bounced into a 6-3 game-ending double play. And the Shuckers were victorious 4-2. Limit the trash pin is just five hits. Shuckers out-hit them 8-5. Well, again, the star of the show was Corey Ray, but also the left-hander Brandon Kinnear, who our very own Gary Green had a chance to chat with before the game. Hear from next here on the Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back.
Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yuengling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yuengling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We'll go back to last night a little bit. Fourth inning, a couple of soft hit balls that turn into trouble. For you, what do you do to make sure you keep your composure so you can get out of an inning like that when nothing's been hit particularly hard, but there's still a few runs that score?
Yeah, I mean, I think the main point of emphasis for me when something like that happens is to just stick to the game plan and stick to the original thing and focus on what you can control in those situations, which is to keep making quality pitches and let the guys behind you keep making plays, and, you know, eventually it'd swing back in your favor.
And you finish out the night last night. You strike out three of the last five guys you see, last five in a row. Going into that seventh inning, was there any conversation in the dugout about you not going out, or was it your seventh inning the whole way?
Yeah, no, as far as I knew it, I knew I was going back out there for the seventh. So it was very exciting to get back out there again and go after those guys.
103 pitches, and if we saw the radar gun right, your last one was your hardest pitch of the night. It clocked in at about 93. Did you kind of have that feeling that the finish line was right there and so you maybe reached back for a little extra, or was that just competitive adrenaline?
I think it was definitely a little bit of adrenaline. I 1-2 count, I believe, with the guy and last hitter in the with two outs in the seventh, and he kind of swung at a curveball earlier, so wanted to go back to a fastball up in the zone. So just needed to get it up there.
And you obviously came in, pitched very well, went through a little bit of a rut in the middle of the season, but last five starts or so have been really good. What's been the biggest adjustment for you at AA that now you're seeing the results swing back in your favor?
I think the main thing has just been going out there and trusting the stuff in the zone and trusting that good things will happen eventually. You know, if you try to do too much or too little, it can kind of change every once in a while. So sticking to the game plan and kind of attacking guys from a little bit different angles sometimes, and then focusing on the order that second and third time through.
I mean, you're top in the Brewers organization in innings pitched. You're in the top 15 in minor league baseball in innings pitched. So how does your body feel right now as we kind of approach the end of the season?
I feel good. You know, obviously the season's a marathon, so we're kind of sprinting to the finish line right now, trying to rack up as many wins as we can for the squad. But I feel good. I think that's a testament to all the trainers, coaches, and staff and everything that we do all year just to maintain what we're doing. So I'm excited for the rest of the year.
I know it's pretty easy. Pitch as many innings as you can, strike out as many guys as you can over your last two starts. But are there any kind of goals that you have to hit by the end of the season?
Not truly in particular. I mean, I think there's you know, a lot of goals that were set in the beginning of the year that were training focused, and we're kind of still nailing down those and focusing on getting better in the last two or three starts here.
Well, it's been great over the last few, and congrats on getting the win last night, and thanks so much for a few minutes of your time.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely.
All right, there he is, Brandon Canary. He was last night's winning pitcher as he went seven innings and struck out nine. When we come back, lineups and first pitch, all of that as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows.
Yep, he needs us to haul two dozen of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon 24 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What'd you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Welcome back on the Shuckers pregame show. Rocket City and Biloxi getting square for their fifth game in this six-game series. Shuckers winning yesterday, but Rocket City still taking three of the first four. Here are the starting lineups for both sides as we start with the visitors and the Biloxi Shuckers. 58-63 overall record, 24-30 in the second half. The right fielder Corey Ray hits leadoff tonight, was the DH. Last night hit two home runs. Leadoff spot now six on the season. Shortstop Cam Devaney hits second. The designator is Garrett Whitley, who hits third. In the cleanup spot, it's a switch hitting left fielder Thomas Dillard out of Ole Miss. And in fifth, doing the catching, it's Wes Clark. The switch hitting first baseman is Xavier Warren, who bats six. In the seventh spot, the second baseman Felix Valerio. And the hitting eighth is a switch hitting third baseman Jason Coca. Terrence Dawson bats ninth and plays center field. Shuckers send the right-hander Justin Jarvis his second start at the AA level. No record, a 3.60 ERA. He'll go opposite of the right-hander Chase Silseth, who has some major league experience this year with the Angels. He has a 4-0 record with a 2.63 ERA. Now the starting lineup for the Trash Pandas. The right fielder Aaron Whitefield hits leadoff. Batting second in the designator is Levon Soto, one of the only lefties in the lineup today. Mike Ton, who's later in the lineup, is a switch hitter, so he'll bat left. But the Angels' number one draft pick in this year's draft, the shortstop out of Campbell University, Zach Neto, bats third. Hitting cleanup is the first baseman, Sonny DeShera. And the five spot, it's the catcher, Zach Humphries. Hitting six is Jeremiah Jackson, the left fielder. And this seventh spot, the switch hitting third baseman, Kevin Maiton. Batting eighth and playing second base, it's Kyron Paris, his third game at the AA level. And rounding out the starting nine, it's the center fielder Jordan Adams. And as again, Chase Silseth goes opposite of Justin Jarvis. It's time now for our picks to click in tonight's contest as we welcome back in Garrett Green. Had a chance to chat with Brandon Kinnear before the game, but Garrett, who is your pick to click in tonight's contest?
I am going to go with a five-hole hitter in Wes Clark this evening. He's hit safely in both of his games here at AA. I think he keeps it rolling. Give me Wes Clark as my pick to click this evening.
Oh, sounds good. I'm going to go with the man at the bottom of the order in Terrence Dawson. Each of the last four men in the order, Xavier Warren, Gabe Holt, Nick Hill, and Terrence Dawson, each had a hit in the win yesterday. I think Terrence is going to be a cog in the machine today, that if they're going to win and come out with another victory, it's going to be one of those guys at the bottom of the order we always talk about. It could be Valerio, could be Coca, but I'm settling on Terrence Dawson today. So we'll see if those two picks do click tonight. As you check out the standings in the Southern League in the second half, Shuckers currently 9.5 games back in fourth place from the first place Montgomery Biscuits, who have a 34-21 record. Biscuits did lose yesterday, though, so the Shuckers gained a game. Rocket City on the other side of the North Division, 32-23 record, won the first half of a 3-game lead on the Tennessee Smokies. Both teams spill out from the first and third base dugouts. It's time for the national anthem. First pitch onto the side of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Let's go! Woo!
Play ball.
It's time for the future Brewer stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, it is game number 5 in a 6-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Hope you've had a wonderful Saturday so far. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 58-63 on the year. They're 24-30 in the Southern League second half. As for these Rocket City Trash Pandas, 73-51. And they are 32-23. One more time, here's the starting lineup for the Shuckers. Leading off is the right fielder, Corey Ray. Cam Devaney follows him at short, and Garrett Whitley, the designated hitter, bats third. The left fielder, Thomas Dillard, is the cleanup man. Wes Clark, the catcher. Xavier Warren at first. Felix Valerio at second. Jason Coca at third. And in the ninth spot, the center fielder, Terrence Dawson. Right-hander Chase Silseth deals home the first pitch. It's swung on and missed by Ray, and we're off and running right on time at 6:35 p.m. Central Time here in the Rocket City. Silseth, the righty, sets and deals home. And Ray waves over a curveball. And the count is quickly 0-2 to Corey. Silseth with Rocket City this year, 4-0 with a 2.63 ERA. This is his 13th start. As Ray catches a piece of it, but it ends up in the mid of Humphreys, and it's a 3-pitch strike out of Ray. One gone, and Cam Devaney coming to bat.
Let's meet the defense tonight for Rocket City. Starting the outfield left to right, Jeremiah Jackson, Jordan Adams, and Aaron Whitefield. On the infield, it's Kevin Maiton at third base. Zach Neto, Kyron Paris off the middle.
As the first offer to Cam, zips by around the rim of his helmet for a ball.
Sunday to Sherman's first, and Zach Humphreys is doing the catching.
Bases empty, one gone, just underway in the first, and the next offer to Devaney is cut on and missed. And the count is one ball and one strike to Cam. Well, we have had some rain in the area throughout the course of today, but the tarp is off the field, and we're obviously playing as Devaney can hold up on a curveball low and away. And so the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Currently, it's 78 degrees here in Madison, and it is partly cloudy. The 1-2 bounces in. It was about a 57-footer. And so the count goes even at two balls and two strikes to Devaney, who's hitting .261 this year with 28 doubles, a triple, and 19 home runs. The set and the 2-2. And Devaney is late on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball on the inner end. Two gone and the bags empty for Garrett Whitman. Well, this is a stiff challenge for the Shuckers. The 6-foot, 217-pound right-hander Chase Silseth, who was an 11th-round pick by the Angels in last year's draft and has already made seven major league appearances with the big league club this year. Whitley in from the right side, and the right-hander Silseth deals, and a little bit of a spin and skip as he gets Whitley to swing on a fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. And Silseth rated as the number 7 prospect in the Angels organization as he whips a slider low and outside, and the count is 1-1. The right-hander mixes in a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup, operating with the bags empty and two gone here in the top of the first. Humphreys sets a low target, and the 1-1 is high and in. And the count is two balls and one strike to the designated hitter, Whitley. Garrett hitting .253 this year. This is his 25th game with Biloxi. Check that to 28. The stare in, and Silseth the 2-1. And that's taken low and in with a changeup. And so the count has run to three balls and one strike to Whitley. Three doubles, a triple, five home runs, and 17 RBIs for the former Tampa Bay Rays farmhand. As the 3-1 fastball cuts the inner edge. And the count is run for the Garrett. Silseth operating from the first base side of the rubber. Stares in and deals the 3-2. And Whitley punches out swinging. So Chase Silseth strikes out the side in the first inning. We move on to the bottom of the first. It's the Shuckers nothing. And Rocket City coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Half of the first inning, the Shuckers are held off the board in the top of the frame. So here is the starting nine that the right-hander Justin Jarvis will look to keep in check for Rocket City this evening. Leading off is the right fielder Aaron Whitefield. Levon Soto, the designated hitter, bats second. And Zach Neto is at short. He'll hit third. The cleanup man is the first baseman Sonny DeShera. Zach Humphreys is the catcher. He'll bat fifth. And in the sixth spot is the left fielder Jeremiah Jackson. Kevin Maiton bats in the seventh spot. He is at third. Kyron Paris at second. And rounding it all out is the center fielder, Jordan Adams. They go opposite the right-hander, Justin Jarvis, making his second double-A appearance. In his first, he went five innings and gave up two runs, walked three, and struck out five. First offer to Whitefield is low as he showed bunt and took downstairs for a ball. It is 1-0 to the speedy right-handed hitting right fielder. So second time that we've seen the 6'2", 183-pound right-hander Justin Jarvis. He gets a swing and a miss on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count is 1-1 to Whitefield. Jarvis, 22 years old, as he deals the next one home, and it's popped over our heads and foul. Over on the first base side, and the count is 1-2 to Whitefield. Whitefield, a 271 hitter, spoils another one off to the right side. And the count will stay at 1-2. Jarvis, a fifth-round pick by the Brewers in 2018 out of Lake Norman High School in North Carolina. Readies and deals the 1-2, and a breaking ball is low and outside. The count goes to 2-2 to Whitefield. The 2-2. Is pop right side and foul again. They threw him a breaking ball on the inner edge. Well, scouting report on the right-hander Jarvis, he throws a fastball, a slider, a curveball, and a splitter. 2-2 is just tipped foul. As the Whitefield, a long battling at bat here against Jarvis. This is about to be the eighth pitch to the leadoff batter for the Trash Pandas. Another 2-2. Is lifted into shallow right field, backing up on it both Valerio and Warren, and it's going to be Warren over his left shoulder out in shallow right to make the grab, one gone for LeVon Soto.
Oh, good catch for Xavier Warren. Let's meet the rest of the Shuckers defense tonight. Start on the outfield left to right, it's Thomas Dillard, Terrence Dawson, and Corey Ray that fill the outfield. On the infield, it's Jason Koch at third, Cameron Devaney, Felix Valerio up the middle. Xavier Warren at first, and Wes Clark's doing the catching.
LeVon Soto in from the left side, and he'll take a fastball outside. It is 1-0 to the designated hitter tonight for Rocket City. 1-0, fastball away. 2-0. Well, the only other time that we saw Jarvis was in game number one of our doubleheader against the Chattanooga Lookouts back on Sunday. 2-0, fastball is high and away. The count goes to 3-0. And already what stands out in this outing is that Jarvis, very similar to Brandon Kinnear last night, he's a very quick worker. The righty's 3-0 is right over the plate for a strike. It is 3-1. Well, let's meet our umpiring crew for this evening. Calling the balls and strikes is Joe Belangia, Dexter Kelly at third, and Tom O'Neill is at first. As a fastball, inner edge called a strike. 95 on the radar gun. So the count has run full now to Soto, batting 289 this year with 17 doubles, a triple, and 5 home runs. The set and the 3-2 is fought off to the left side foul. Soto riding a 9-game hitting streak and a 13-game on-base streak. The 3-2 is taken down low for ball four. And Jarvis had started to strut to the third base side of the mound, thinking he had gotten strike three, but instead it is ball four. And there goes the on-base streak to 14 games for Soto. Man on with one gone in a scoreless game, and it brings up the shortstop, Zach Netta. Jarvis now working out of the stretch, deals the first one home, and a breaking ball is low for ball one. Looks like the slide of that time. The count is 1-0 to Netta. Well, Jarvis all across the both Midwest League and Brewers-affiliated scoreboard and leaderboard as he made his promotion here to Biloxi. As his next pitch, a fastball for a strike, it is 1-1 to Netto. Currently, he leads the Brewers organization in strikeouts with 134, and he also leads the Brewers-affiliated system in games started. This is his 25th overall of the year. As the next offer is downstairs. And so the count, 2-1 to Zach Netto. The runner at first, LeVon Soto, with one gone in a scoreless game here at the bottom of the first. And Soto this year, 18 steals. He has been caught seven times as Jarvis rips the throw to first and a dive back in by Soto. Jarvis, second in the Brewers affiliated system in innings pitched, only behind Kinnear. As the 2-1 is a bouncer to third. Koka backs up on it, whips to second for one. Valerio to first is not in time. Wow. Koka backed up to field it on the correct hop. Soto is out 5-4. Then Valerio's return throw, as Neto speeds down the line, it's a fielder's choice to avoid the double play. We got to look at the replay, and it did appear to be the right call. With naked eye, it looked like the throw might have gotten there in time, but second examination proved that Tom O'Neill was correct. So now it's DeShera from the right side, and the first offering fastball is low. It is 1-0. Jarvis also second in the Brewers affiliated system in batting average against. 273 is what batters have hit against him this year. Slow roller up the middle by DeShera, fielded by Devaney, and he'll underhand flip it to a covering Valerio at second as Neto is retired on the fielder's choice. And so Jarvis works around a one-out walk for a scoreless bottom of the first. We move on to the second. No score between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Start of the second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. It'll be Thomas Dillard, the switch hitting first baseman, to lead things off as the first offer from Silseth is fouled back for a strike. It is 0-1. I should correct myself. Dillard is yet again starting in left field this evening. So used to him being the first baseman for Biloxi as the offer is taken down low with a curve. On the count, one ball and one strike to Dillard. The Shuckers are rotating in and out who is in the outfield this series as the set on the 1-1 is just a little outside with a fastball. Two balls and one strike to Dillard. We've seen it. Gabe Holtz in left.
It might be one of the projects we might have to start doing is how many outfield combinations do we have this year?
2-1, and Dillard is late as he fouls off another pitch, and the count is 2-2. Well, between the injuries to Joey Weimer, Garrett Mitchell, Sal Frelick, Tristan Lutz, we've seen quite a few this year. A 2-2 pitch, and Dillard holds up on a curveball down in the dirt. They'll appeal to third, and Dexter Kelly says no swing. And so the count has run full now to Thomas. 115th game for the Shuckers left fielder. 27 doubles, 12 home runs. The 3-2. Dillard spoils another one foul. So the count count will stay at 3-2. As he did in last night's game, Dillard is almost making Silseth throw as many pitches in this at bat as he did in the entire first inning. The right-hander, another 3-2. And Thomas strikes out swinging on a changeup. Four batters faced and four strikeouts for Chase Silseth. One gone.
And yeah, just one of those really good changeups that starts right at Dillard and starts to sink and tail away. Nasty pitch from Silseth.
So one gone and the bag's empty for Wes Clark, the right-handed hitting catcher. First offer. And Wes takes a cut at a fastball and comes up empty for a strike. It is 0-1. By the way, Silseth needed 14 pitches, 9 of them strikes, to make it through the first. As the next offer bounces low and away, and Silseth hopping mad on the mound. He jumps up and down a few times as that got out of the hand wall. And the count is 1-1 to Clark. By the way, Dillard, 7 pitches before the strikeout. It is at bat to lead it off. As a breaking ball that looked like the slider falls in for a strike, it is 1-2 to Clark, who's 3-for-8 now in his double-A career in a couple of games. A home run and 2 runs driven in. The righty Silseth brings home the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Breaking pitch at the bottom of the zone. 5 strikeouts through 5 batters faced so far for Chase Silseth. And this looks like a guy who threw 6 shutout innings in his major league debut back in May for the Angels. Warren, the switch hitter, in from the left side, and the first offer. He's way high and away for a ball. It is 1-0. And you know, you say, well, if Silseth has pitched for the big league team, why is he back at double-A? Why not send him to triple-A? 1-0. And a curveball around the back foot misses, 2-0 to Warren. The thought process was that Silseth had had so much success with the team and the staff here, as the 2-0, and Warren hits a soft line drive that one hops right on the edge of the outfield grass. It's fielded by Paris, and will throw to first. And the first out that isn't a strikeout for Silseth is still the final out in the second as he gets Warren to bounce out 4-3. That sends us on to the bottom of the second. No score between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Right-hander Justin Jarvis comes out for his second inning of work, and he'll get Zach Humphreys, the catcher, to lead it off. Jarvis's first pitch is a fastball, 94 on the inner edge for a called strike. It is 0-1 to Humphreys. Jarvis, 21 pitches to make it through the first inning, 12 of them strikes. As the 0-1 fastball, Clark tried to frame it on the outside corner down low, but it missed. And the count is 1-1 to Humphreys. Just a walk and two fielder's choices to go with a flyout. As a curveball, Humphreys takes a wild hack at it and comes up empty. The count is now 1-2. Humphreys, a 250 hitter this year in 65 games. Set on the 1-2, and another breaking ball must have missed outside. Looks like a really good pitch. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes to Humphreys. Right-handed hitter chucked up on the bat, and the 2-2 is a bouncer up the middle. Valerio fields it on a third hop waist high, and across his body makes an accurate throw to first. One gone, and Jeremiah Jackson will be the batter. We're talking about Jarvis and his accomplishments when he was with High A. At the time of his promotion, he was leading High A in strikeouts and innings pitched. Remember, for the longest time, as the first offer is a check swing, called strike of the knees, it is 0-1. In the Midwest League, right at the trade deadline, as Jarvis deals, it's low. The top three pitchers in pretty much every category were Justin Jarvis, Antone Kelly, who was with the Brewers that was traded to the Rangers, and Robert Gasser. 1-1 is a fastball low and outside, 2-1. Gasser had been pitching with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, the High A affiliate for the San Diego Padres. The set and the 2-1. And that is low, 3-1. So with Gasser being traded to the Brewers and then promoted to Biloxi, and then Kelly being traded to the Rangers, and oh, look, their High A affiliate, not in the Midwest League, as this is skied maybe into the outfield, but Devaney drifts back onto the infield. Dirt reaches up and makes an easy catch for the second out. But with the fact that Kelly was traded and then promoted to Double A, Jarvis filled that void and pretty much took over every league leader category. And really, down the stretch here, it's kind of going to be a competition between him and Brandon Kinnear, as the first offer to Kevin Maiton is a fastball inside 1-0, to figure out who is going to take home the title of Brewers Minor League Pitcher of the Year. Maiton spoils this one foul. And the count is 1-1 to the switch-hitting third baseman. No score. Shuckers and Trash Pandas here in the bottom of the second. 1-1. Breaking pitches low. They count 2 balls and 1 strike to Maiton, hitting 252 this year in 100 games. Next offer is hoisted left side, and that'll find the seats found. They count 2 balls and 2 strikes to Maiton. Really, for a while there, it looked like it was going to be a three-man race between Kelly as well as Jarvis and Kinnear, but with Kelly being traded, it was out of consideration. The 2-2, and Jarvis gets a weak tapper up the first base line, and so the count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Kevin Maiton. But really, those are the guys that are filling out the Brewers' organizational leaderboard this year. As the 2-2, there's a curveball that skips it. And so the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. And take a look at it. Jarvis, 5th in the Brewers organization in ERA, 3rd in wins with 9. As the next offer is sent back to the netting foul. Another foul ball by Maiton. Just littered all over the Brewers' organizational leaderboard. Though there might be one other name to keep in mind. As a 3-2 is low, ball 4. Clark has it slide past him. Maiton takes off at a little bit of a quicker jog on the first, but he will stay there as Clark collects the ball, and it's the second walk of the night for Jarvis as Kyren Paris comes to bat. Well, the other name to maybe keep in mind, though, for that is Alexander Corniel, who has very steadily worked his way into the leaderboard in the Brewers' organizational system. Corniel with the second-best ERA in the Brewers' system this year, behind Brandon Kinnear, the 3-11. First offer and a bouncer over to third. Charged on by Coca, stabs it waist high and makes a quick exchange. And Jarvis needs just one extra pitch after the two-out walk to throw a scoreless bottom of the second. We move on to the third. No score between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. And as we head that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Start of the third inning, no score between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. Felix Valeria takes the first pitch fastball for a called strike. It is 0-1. To take you through the third and fourth inning, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. It still says 0-1. It's a breaking ball that slithers on the inner half. 5'7" Felix Valerio. It's quickly 0-2. Silsef wasting no time. The next pitch coming is rolled over, broken back to short. Neto charges and throws across his body from the edge of the infield grass. That is now 7 up, 7 down for the right-hander Chase Silsef, who struck out the first 5 batters in the contest. Still no score, and now 1 out, base is empty. It's a switch hitting third baseman, Jason Coca, who digs his back left foot in the left-hander is batter's box, where it moves up some dirt to the front end. Silsef, first pitch home, is a curveball at the knees on the inner half for a called strike. So now just 2 balls in play, both of them coming. A Warren ground out to second, and now Valerio ground out to short as Coca did catch a piece of the curveball. Fouled it off the catcher, Humphreys. It's 0-2. Ironic, too, both of the ground balls have been broken back, ground balls as well. So an expensive night as the 0-2 is foul, tipped in and out of the glove of Humphreys as it squirted out right in front of home plate in fair territory. Thought that Coca might have been the 6th strikeout victim for Silsef. The 0-2. Bounces in with the fastball. Count is 1-2. Silsef, who came off 11 strikeout game against the Smokies his last time out, as Coca flies it the opposite way into left field. Jackson started back a step. Out comes in 2. Makes the catch in medium depth left. 8 up, 8 down for Silsef. He's been very efficient, too, throwing 14 pitches each of his first 2 innings. Now with the flyout, 36 total pitches, 24 strikes. Here's Terrence Dawson from the left side. And the key nine takes the fastball, 96 below the knees for 1. Base is empty, 2 gone. Scoreless game in the top of the third. And the 1-0 Dawson takes the fastball on the outside black at 95. 1-1. Well, the wind tonight at Toyota Fields is blowing just in from the left field foul pole in left center. And a 1-1, Dawson rifles it back to the screen behind into home plate. 1-2. Lights start to take full effect on the baseball diamond with the sun parting behind the clouds. And a 1-2 ground ball rolled over. Right side of the infield. Parrish shuffles to his right. Accurate throw to first at the chest. It's another 1-2-3 inning. The writer Chase Silson. 9 up, 9 down. We're scoreless after 2.5 in Madison, Alabama. It's the Biloxi Shuckers Baseball and the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, Chase Silson, the writer for Rocket City, has gone 9 up, 9 down. As Justin Jarvis faces 9-1-2 in the bottom of the third inning. Still no score. It's Jordan Adams, the center fielder, leads things off from the right side as he fans on a fastball down the heart of the plate at 94 miles an hour for his strike one. Adams competing in his 51st game this season as the 0-1 breaking ball skips in for a ball, 1-1. Hitting 233 with 5 doubles, a triple, 4 home runs, and 13 driven in. And a fastball low below the kneecaps, 2-1. Adams, whose last home run was against Biloxi, came at MGM Park right in his backyard. As a 2-1 high and tight. Another breaking ball, 3-1. As Jarvis is falling behind leadoff man in Jordan Adams. Working from the third base side of the rubber in the windup. 3-1 home is a fastball that misses down and away at the shoot tops for ball four. And the second, or third one, excuse me, issued. For the right-hander Justin Jarvis now won each of the first three innings tonight. The first leadoff walk and the first leadoff made on tonight as Rocket City tries to muster some offense. Lineup card flips back over to the right fielder, Aaron Whitefield, who popped out to Xavier Warren in shallow right field his first time up. And a breaking ball bounces before home plate, and Whitefield flashes the stop sign with his left hand. To Adams at first, as Clark did a really good job to get in front of it. Bounce in front of home plate. Good size lead at first for Adams. 14 stolen bases this year is a ground ball well struck in the hole left side. If any gets to it, goes a second, but Adams slides in safely. It was kind of awkward. The ball slowed down once into the grass, and Devaney got to in the hole and stumbled over and threw an accurate throw to second, but again, Adams runs well. So everybody's safe. Runners on first and second, nobody out. And the bottom of the third inning. And Rocket City within striking distance now as Levon Soto shows bunt, pulled it back. It takes a called strike with a fastball, 94 at the knees. So third baseman Cofield was charging in. They're just trying to get it out here. Now he is pivoted right in line with Jarvis. If he holds or not, Soto swings away, loops it into shallow left center field. Dillard gives way to Dawson, the center fielder. Makes the catch and fires a missile back into the infield. So an unproductive out for Levon Soto. And there is the first out. And a very dangerous hitter. And Zach Neto, the shortstop who's got hit each of the first four games of this series. Right into a fielder's choice, his first time up against Jarvis. With Adams at second, Whitefield at first, and a curveball drops in over the heart of the plate for a called strike. No score, bottom third. Infield single for Whitefield is the only hit of the contest. Jarvis peeks back to second, a long stare. Adams is going as the 0-1's driven deep to left field. Dillard jogs back, but this one sails way over the wall for a home run. And the first round pick out of Campbell University, Zach Neto, has his third home run of the season, all three against the Shuckers. It's a 3-0 lead in the third.
Well, we said last night the one thing that Biloxi did very well was kept Rocket City in the ballpark. And unfortunately, Neto got a mistake pitch from Jarvis and did not miss it.
So base is empty with three runs in. As fastball missed down and away for a ball to Sonny DeShera. 1-0 from Jarvis is down and away again with another fastball. It's 2-0. First baseman out of Auburn University, Rocket City again with a three-run advantage. 2-0, Jarvis comes back with a good-looking fastball, but it was outside 3-0. So now it's about the response here for the young right-hander out of North Carolina. As a 3-0 misses, low ball four, and DeShera will take his base. His 24th walk of the season. And he's on a first, the fourth walk for Jarvis. And here comes the pitching coach, Nick Childs, out from the third base dugout. Well, sitting starter with a leadoff walk to Jordan Adams. Aaron Whitefield, infield single. Soto flied out to center before the home run to Zach Neto. Again, the third inning here at Toyota Field. It is the Little Tykes on the mic where they have a young fan be the PA announcer for the inning. I mean, this is the fifth time I've heard. I got to commend all the kids here that do it because it seems like every time in the third inning, too, we don't have a 10-pitch at-bat. It seems like it's rapid fire. It's two pitches, home run, two pitches, a double, or two pitches, a flyout. And they're getting their money's worth here tonight.
I wonder what the vetting process is like.
That's what I was thinking about,
because these kids aren't stumbling over their words.
You know, Zach Neto and Sonny DeShera, Levon Soto.
As Zach Clark needs a different glove.
Had a tan one, now he's going with the all black. Maybe it wasn't broken in enough to his liking. Pops to one of the strings, came undone, and said, I'll fix it next half inning. But Shera's at first with one out. Zach Humphreys, the catcher from the right side. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls it back first base side for strike one. And see, there it is again. If Humphreys put that ball in play and another batter had to come up, I mean, it's just rapid fire here in Rocket City. The 0-1, and Humphreys takes fastball under half called strike. Well, it's 0-2.
Again, this is a spot where ideally you're maybe looking for a double play candidate. See if he can get to DeShera, not the fastest runner at first.
The 0-2, and a curveball down and away. Humphreys lays off. Maybe one of those curveballs that down and away, you'd punch to the right side and turn two. From the belt, 1-2. And Humphreys lays off the fastball high and tight as he thought about it. Brought the all-tanned barrel bit forward, but lays off 2-2. Checks the runner, 2-2. And a breaking ball just misses down low. As Humphreys thought about it again, and I think Wes Clark, the catcher, turned over his left shoulder and asked Joe Belangia where that one missed. I think so did the Shuckers dugout as he turned his head to the left. 3-2, and Humphreys hits it well to the right field line, but it slices foul onto the grass berm way up there at top of the hill. And so they do it with a 3-2. Pitch again. Three runs already in. Man at first with one gone. The bomb, the third, the 3-2. And a fastball hit on the ground and thrilled the right side as the share was off on the pitch. He turns around second and slams on the brakes, but the smart base running works as it pulled Valerio to second base and it hit towards the departed hole.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened because DeShera was going. Valerio raced to the bag to try and cover, and that just vacated that spot right there. The best news, though, is that on what looked like a designed hit and run, DeShera didn't make it to third.
Frankie ball misses high with the slider above the letters to Jackson for ball. He thought about it, but Dawson got to the baseball quickly in right center, the 1-0. And Jackson sharks it, ground ball, Coca in and out of the glove, goes to third and gets the force out. We had it geared up to try to rifle it to second to turn a double play, and then the ball just was no more in the webbing. But luckily trickled right to third, and he could step on the bag.
Well, a good job to not lose his cool and realize that he had better foot speed and was closer to third. But a missed opportunity, and if this inning turns into anything more, you're certainly going to look back at that because that seemed like a prime double play chance.
First pitch swinging is Kevin Maiton as he pulls on the ground a foul for strike one. And Coca's been so shorthanded this season. He's played all around the infield between third and second. Has just two errors on the season as well. And something don't see too often as the baseball comes on the field of play from the berm in right field. And now that that is taken care of, it's runners on first and second, two outs, bomb the third, and Maiton fists it foul on the left side out of play. It's 0-2. Three runs home on the Zach Netto home run, his third of the season, all against the Shuckers. Maiton watches first time up against Jarvis. The 0-2 to him. A fastball sails over the glove of Clark to backstop as it carries back off the netting. But Humphreys and Jackson each advance 90 feet on the wild pitch, and that one just got away. Geared up for 95 and just airmailed it. Jarvis with his long inning, his pitch count has soared to 67 pitches. And a breaking ball, Maiton taps foul towards the on deck circle first base side. So with the pitch count climbing, the Reiner, Kent Hassler is up and tossing in the Shuckers bullpen in left field. This will be the opposite of what Brandon Kinnear gave the Shuckers yesterday. 1-2, a swing and a miss, and Maiton goes down an elevated fastball, 94 miles an hour. Up and away, there is the first strikeout for Jarvis. With the Trash Pandas send eight men to the plate and score three runs on the big blast from Zach Netto. And on the fourth inning, listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. After the Trash Pandas scored three runs in the third inning on a Zach Neto home run, and it appeared that in between the half inning, Joe Belangia threw out Justin Jarvis.
Mike Guerrero, right after the inning ended, came over to argue his case, and then Nick Bennett had Justin Jarvis and was walking him, and not in a headlock, but in a firm grasp, and Jarvis was still saying a few words to Belangia, who again is not an original part of this crew. He is up as a replacement umpire for this series. And Mike Guerrero, obviously, everything Mike must have just said was grounded in reason, because even though he got really animated with both Belangia and Dexter Kelly, ultimately Mike's still allowed to stay in this game, so it appears that the umpires threw out Jarvis.
First pitch to Corey Ray from Chase Silseth is a curveball, misses high for ball one. And Dexter taking the brunt of it up the third baseline as him and Mike Guerrero walked down. And then he got underway as Ray takes a breaking ball, a slider on the outer half for a called strike. Count is 1-1. Well, Silseth, the other side, has gone 9-up, 9-down. First time through the order as Ray pulls it down the first baseline. Snagged by DeShera, who jogs to first and just took away extra bases from Corey Ray.
And that was a missile off of Corey's bat. And DeShera, even a fraction further away, he's not going to get to it, and it's going to slither all the way down into the right field corner.
A silky smooth play as DeShera spun towards the line. Again, takes away a base hit as Cam Devaney takes a slider down and away for ball one. So 10 in a row sat down. One out, bases empty, top of the fourth. And the 1-0, Devaney flies high in the air down the right field side. Whitefield jogs towards the line and makes the catch in foul territory. Just a step over it onto the gravel dirt. Two gone. So one blink of the eye, the Trash Pandas put up three. And then the next half inning, that is two quick outs, just five total pitches. And a first pitch to Garrett Whitley as he waves over a fastball 94 for a strike one. Again, Silseth struck out the first five men to start his outing, just really set the tone early. As the 0-1, a slow chopper right side of the hole. Paris to his left, fires to first, and Whitley's put away by a step. 4-3. And again, another 1-2-3 inning. 12 Shuckers up. 12 have gone back to the third base dugout empty-handed. Head on to the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-0 Trash Pandas. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
And pitcher Ken Hassler enters the contest at the bottom of the fourth inning after Justin Jarvis was ejected from the ballgame. 3-0 Trash Pandas lead again. New pitcher is Hassler.
A 25th appearance here at Double-A for Kent. 1-3 with a 4.31 ERA. 31 and a third innings. He's given up 23 runs, just 15 earned on 27 hits. He has walked 14 and struck out 39. Opponents are hitting at 233 against the righty Kent Hassler.
So the 5'10", 205-pound right-hander settles in from the stretch on the mound facing Kyren Paris. And a first pitch slider. He's out in front and swings over for strike one. So the line on Jarvis tonight goes three innings, allows three runs on three hits, walked four, and struck out one through 69 total pitches, 37 of them. For his strikes. The 0-1 to the second baseman is popped foul. First base side over our heads in the press box. It's 0-2. Oh, this is the third game that the top 30 prospect in Kyren Paris is playing. It was as high as the number 2 prospect in the Angels system this year. Had a really good August and so far a good start in Double A. His third game, he's driven a run due to the first two. 3-for-6 coming in as Hassler spikes the breaking ball well before home plate, about 5 feet in front for a ball as he rubs some dirt on his pants after letting that one go. But Hassler pitched on Wednesday, inning in 2/3. And the 1-2 check swing from Paris. They appeal the first, and Tom O'Neill says that he held up. Another slider down and away at 82 miles an hour that he got a swing and miss on before, and this time Paris learns his lesson. Well, the three runs coming last inning for the Trash Pandas on a blast from Zach Neto. 2-2 home, and Paris, a sharp hit ground ball through the hole on the left side, past the diving Jason Koca at third base. And Kyren Paris making a hit in his first three games in Double A. He's now 1-for-2 today. That is the fourth hit for Rocket City. And the fourth hit of the game for either side. So now it's the Gulfport, Mississippi native in Jordan Adams. Center fielder who walked and scored last inning. Got it all rolling against Justin Jarvis. Runner goes. First pitch misses low. Clark's throw to second is wide. Hits off the glove. Valerio Badawson's there back in the playoff. So it's a stolen base for Kyren Paris. His second already at the Double A level. He's 2-for-2. That is something that we saw Wes Clark when he caught the other night. He was really able to limit the runners on the base pass. Threw out two runners. Not another man to go to reach base, but 2-for-3, not too shabby. Well, pitch was a ball. Another big lead for Paris at second as the 1-0 is high and in. At the letters is a called strike as Adams puts his eyes to the sky. Thought it was a little high and in, but it is a called strike. So with Paris at second being held on by the second baseman Valerio, and the 1-1 home is down and away with the slider. Doesn't fish after 2-1. Well, Paris this year is at second. Stole 28 bases and 32 tries in IA Tri-City in 89 games. And the 2-1 Adams fouls back behind home plate out of play, out of the yard. Count back even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And there is a lot of speed on this Trash Pandas team. You got Paris hitting in the 8 spot. And he's someone that you can really move around the order. He's got power, speed, can really do it all. That's what's exciting about him. 2-2 is fouled off the edge of the bat. And on the follow-through, too, that hit the bat twice. We're playing golf, that's a stroke penalty. The good news is he wasn't out of the batter's box, and so he's able to climb back in the right side. The right-hander, Ken Hassler, signals to Wes Clark with the glove, motions that he wants another side. Gets it, comes half from the stretch. Long stare to third, and a 2-2 is in the dirt. Good block from Clark. He shuffled about half a step to his right to block the slider. Now the count's full on Adams. Now Rocket City tonight, they got the vest uniforms. The black underneath shirt with the pinstripe white vest and the pinstripe pants. Can never go wrong in pinstripes. 3-2 and a breaking ball. Just low, ball four. As Clark dropped the baseball into his throwing hand, knew that that one just missed a fraction low. And Adams with his second walk tonight. So it places runners on first and second. Nobody out the first two batters that Hassler has faced. It's been an exhausting first two plate appearances as well. 12 pitches to those first two hitters. Up top, Yoder. There goes Paris to third. Clark throw to second, and they can't get the trail runner. As Adams slides in ahead, Paris into the back end of the base. And so a double steal. Paris has stolen both second and third. Adams right behind him. And just like that, 2 minutes in score position with nobody out. I'll see what the infield will try to do here. But Devaney backpedals towards the end of the outfield grass, so he's not coming in at all. As a fastball at the knees is a called strike to Aaron Whitefield. The count evens 1-1. Nobody out. Runners on second and third. Bottom four. 3-0 Trash Pandas lead in the fifth game of this six-game series. Hassler deep side, 1-1. Off the edge of the bat. Slow bouncer, second baseman Valero off balance throw, and they get him by a step. The runner does come and score from third. And Paris, who stole his way around the third, and Adams advances to third. It is now a 4-0 lead for Rocket City. Well, either way, it wouldn't have mattered if it was runners on first and second. Could probably make the play a lot more difficult with the runner bearing down a second, so at least get it out. And now the infield does come all the way in with Adams at third, one gone, and Levon Soto. The left-hander takes a fastball just outside of 91 for ball one. But already 16 pitches through a third of an inning for the right-hander Ken Hassler out of Louisiana Tech. 1-0. And a fastball, Soto drills well deep to right field. Ray jogs back, and it's on to the grass berm for a home run. Soto right arm to the sky as he points up, and the lights flicker at Toyota Field. The sixth home run for Soto this season, It's 6-0. Trash Pandas in the fourth. That's the pull power that Soto has. And took a slider down and in and put over the wall in right field. No bases empty. It's 6-0. Back-to-back three-run innings for the Trash Pandas. And a fastball low for a ball to Zach Neto. Neto, who homered last inning to put the Trash Pandas on the board, hit a rocket out of the left field wall off Justin Jarvis. A slider low, 2-0. But after Jarvis struck out Kevin Maiton to end the third inning, was ejected from the ball game from home plate umpire Joe Belangia. 2-0. A swing and a miss. Now in front of a slider for a strike. But it was a single and a walk to kick off this in the RBI ground out. Aaron Whitefield before that Soto home run. So two long balls tonight for Rocket City. And the 2-1 as Neto goes fishing after another breaking ball down and away. And the count is even 2-2. As Neto takes his time to restrap the batting gloves outside the right-hander's batter's box. Deep breath and he climbs back in. Out the home run, a 5-game hitting streak for him. He's hit well against the Shuckers this season. And the 2-2. Breaky ball in the dirt this time. Neto three times not the charm as he lays off. The count's full. Well, before we had a lot of North Carolina connections with Jarvis, a North Carolina native. Neto played at Campbell University in Buies Creek, North Carolina. As a 3-2 fastball misses away, ball four. And Neto walks. The second walk issued by Hasser. That's already 6 walks today from Shuckers pitching, not even through 4 innings.
Well, this is starting to feel eerily similar to a game earlier in this series that T.J. Shook started, in which Biloxi issued 5 walks through the first 4.5 innings and added on a 6th in that 5th.
Yeah, the Shuckers were lucky in that game. Only 2 of the walks came around to score. Both times Soto came around to score. That was a 10-walk game, as you said, back on Tuesday, in which Shook walked 5-4 1/3. Yeah, that was a game in which the next batter, Sonny DeShero, reached base 5 times. 3 hits, including the walk-off single in the 9th inning. But he walked a pair of times as well. So meeting on the mound is pitching coach Nick Childs. Out there with Wes Clark, the right-hander. Joe Belangia, the home plate umpire, comes to break it up. Childs, a few extra words of wisdom, gives him a pat on the right shoulder, and says, go get him. Three runs in the third inning. 3 here in the bottom of the fourth. And Hasler trying to escape without any more damage. He's thrown just 11 strikes in 23 total pitches. And the ever-dangerous first baseman Sonny DeShero from the right side. Swings and misses. Pitch down and away in DeShero. He's behind 0-1. Walked his last time up, field his choice in the first, then end the inning. As Hasler climbed off and now back on from the first base side of the rubber. Comes set from the belt, 0-1. And a fastball zips on the inside corner for a called strike, it's 0-2. 89 miles an hour, that's where Hasler will typically sit. Has that sweeping slider that will tail away from DeShero. We'll see if he goes to that here or not. And now a runner going to second. Hasler steps off, throws to second. Valerio running him back, flips it to first. Warren holding the baseball and tags him on the backside, and they got him. And so they pick off Neto. Good execution. Just keep running with the baseball, and finally you'll get him.
And more than anything, a good job by Hassler to make sure he didn't balk. And even if Warren doesn't get the tag here, Devaney is right there, and then Coco was backing it up. So the Shuckers had that played perfectly to get the out.
So that's a crucial second out. Bases are empty. And the 0-2 to DeShera is high and inside. He misses for a ball. I think you're right. That's the most crucial point is the first part is, you know, sometimes pitchers are too quick, where especially a right-hander, they are too quick and will balk them. The left-hander, it's easy. 1-2 in the dirt as Clark slides to his right. 2-2. But down the other side as a left-hander, you'll throw to first, and you see sometimes it's happened to the Shuckers where, you know, a throw for the first baseman won't be accurate, and the runner will end up getting second base and steal it ultimately, even though they're pretty much picked off. 2-2, big hack and a miss for strike three. Breaky ball down and away, and Hassler strikes out DeShera, bring an end to this fourth inning. But the Trash Pandas tack on three more, thanks to the two-run home run from Levon Soto that highlighted the inning. It's 6-0 Trash Pandas after four here at Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. As Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more. You'll find it at Dad's, and at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Top of the fifth inning from Madison, Alabama. The writer Chase Silson now pitching with a 6-0 lead. Faces Thomas Dillard. And with that, we'll send it back over to Garrett Green.
Thank you so much, Thomas. Dillard, Clark, Warren, the 3-2 up for Biloxi here, trying to dig out of a 6-0 hole as this is shot the opposite way, foul by Dillard for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, the right-hander Chase Silson has had a lot of time to sit and rest over the last two innings. He needed just seven pitches to make it through the top of the fourth. As the next offer to Dillard is inside with a fastball at 94. And the count is 1-1. Silseth about to throw his 50th pitch of the night. Right-hander stares in and the 1-1. And Dillard able to just deflect that foul. And so the count of ball and two strikes to Thomas, who was a strikeout victim his first time up. First five Shuckers batters all struck out. They put the ball in play each of the last times up. As the 1-2 and Dillard on cue strikes out swinging on a splitter. Sixth strikeout for Silseth, one gone and Wes Clark the hitter. And it's a bad combination for Biloxi now. To be trailing 6-0 and have not managed a base runner yet. Through the first 4 1/3 innings. Devaney waiting in the pitch. And Cam takes high and tight for a ball. It is 1-0. Cam 0-1 so far today. He was a strikeout. This is Wes Clark batting. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. The set and the offer. And Clark checks his swing. It's a called strike. It is 1-1. Now with the way that Clark was into the right side with the batting stance that he had. Slightly open, a little bit of bend of the knees, a little bit of a lean back. As a breaking ball check swing called strike. And it's 1-2. For just a second, though, Clark certainly a little bit more of an imposing presence. As Wes actually undoes one of his batting gloves, and he takes some of the tape that he's got around his wrist, and he pulled it down slightly with his teeth. It must have had a little bit of discomfort about the wrist. Still Seth ready, the 1-2. And Clark bends back from an inside breaking ball. And the count goes to 2-2. Clark now 3-for-9 here at AA in 3 games. Still set the 2-2. And Clark watches it miss low. And so the count has run full. Shuckers do have some action out of their bullpen. The good news is that if they have to make their way through the pen tonight, they are well rested from last night. Still set the payoff pitch. Is swung on and missed, and Clark is down on strikes. Curveball down in the dirt, that would have been ball four. But instead, two gone here in the fifth on back-to-back K's by Silsak. Well, this fits right in line with what Chase Silseth has done here at home this year. The right-hander on the road has a 3.08 ERA in 5 games. As the first offer to Warren is sliced the other way foul. First strike one. And at home, he's 2-0 with a 2.33 ERA. And not surprisingly, he's given up more home runs at home than on the road. How small this ballpark plays. 0-1, and Warren watches the slider miss inside. One ball in, one strike to Xavier, with the Shuckers trailing 6-0 and 2 gone here in the top of the fifth. Warren waiting from the left side, and the 1-1 is low with a breaking ball. And they count 2-1. Warren was the first Shuckers batter to put a ball in play. He busted his bat on a grounder to second. 2-1 is shot out towards left field. Long run over, and Jackson is able to settle underneath it without having to dive to haul it in. And it's 5 perfect innings with 7 strikeouts for Chase Silseth. We've hit the halfway point in this one, and unfortunately for the Shuckers, it is all Trash Pandas tonight, 6-0 in favor of Rocket City as we head to the bottom of the fifth, and Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Home half of the fifth inning, the Shuckers trailing the Rocket City Trash Pandas 6-0. Zach Humphreys will be up first, and he'll face the new hurler. It's the righty Robbie Baker into the ballgame.
Yeah, Baker's fourth appearance for the Shuckers this season, a 1-0 record, a 5.40 ERA. Has allowed a home run, 2 runs total, and 3 1/3 innings. No walks, and has struck out 3.
So he'll get Humphreys, Jackson, and Maiton, the 3-2 up. As the righty sets, belt high Indians. And the first offer is a slider on the outside corner for a strike. It is 0-1. Baker, the 6'1", 211-pound right-hander, a native of Atlanta, Georgia, 27 years old. The set and the 0-1. And a fastball is rocketed into center field, but playable for Dawson. Two steps to his left, and he'll reach up and make the catch for the out. One gone, and Jeremiah Jackson will be the hitter. A reminder, the Shuckers wrap up their series here tomorrow with a 2:35 p.m. first pitch. And then Biloxi is back at home Tuesday through Sunday for their last six games of the regular season at home this year against the Mississippi Braves. Jackson in from the right side, and the first offer is twisted foul over on the first base side. It is 0-1. Coming up Tuesday night, it is our strikeout the stigma night. Another T-shirt Tuesday presented by Gulfport Behavioral Health Systems. Those 250 fans will receive a strike out the stigma shirt. As the next offer is bounced foul on the third base side, it's 0-2 to Adams. Jackson, 0-2 tonight with the fielder's choice and a flyout. With plenty to do and have on deck in the Shuckers' final home series coming up next week. 0-2. Is Tomahawk back to the screen foul. That was a high fastball that Jackson just got underneath. And so the count will stay at 0-2. Shuckers will then conclude the season on the road at Pensacola for the last six games. The set in the 0-2. And this is popped up. Foul ground first base side, but that'll get over towards us. And land down onto the concourse. And so the count stays at 0-2. Right-hander Baker sets, and another two-strike pitch is again fouled off. So Jackson has spoiled every pitch he's seen in this at-bat. Shuckers trailing 6-0 with the bases empty and one gone here in the bottom of the fifth. Right-hander Robbie Baker hands over his head. That brings it just below the letters, and the 0-2 is a slider low and away, 1-2. Baker, a three-pitch pitcher. There's a fastball, a slider, and a changeup. Signed by the Brewers back in August of last year, 2021. As another pitch is fouled off. Last season, Baker was with Grand Junction in the Pioneer League, which is an independent league now. He went 4-1 with a .77 ERA. The right-hander had 12 saves last year. As the 1-2 is right outside, it missed 2-2. 29 overall appearances for Baker. 35 innings he had walked, just 5, and struck out 50. But that will get you noticed by the affiliated ranks. 2-2 is bounded foul, third base side yet again. Jackson making this a long at-bat for Baker after he needed just a couple of pitches to retire Humphreys. Right-hander sets again and another 2-2. And Jackson strikes out swinging on a slider. So Baker finally retires the left fielder. One gone and Kevin Maiton the hitter. Baker was originally a product of the Boston Red Sox organization. And he climbed as high as high A with Salem back in 2019. First offer to Maiton, the switch hitter batting left, and he takes a changeup outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Three runs in the third, three runs in the fourth for these Trash Pandas to take a 6-0 lead. Meanwhile, Biloxi has not recorded a base runner tonight. 1-0 and Maiton, a healthy swing and a miss at an inside breaking ball, and the count is 1-1. You certainly don't want to have the phrase a perfect game persist much longer than where we're at right now, but the 1-1 is lifted the other way foul. It's 1-2. Would not be the first time that a Trash Pandas pitcher has taken a perfect game deep into an outing against the Shuckers. As the southpaw Jansen Junk did it last year at MGM Park. Took a perfect game into the ninth inning. Tristan Lutz broke it up with a single into left field. And ultimately, Corey Howell would hit a three-run homer. As the 1-2 is way outside. And the count is 2-2. So it went from being a 4-0 Trash Pandas lead where Rocket City was really cruising along pretty easily to where all of a sudden Howell hit a three-run homer and the Shuckers had an opportunity to win the game as Maitan shoots it back to the netting foul. And so the count, 2-2 still to Kevin Maitan, the switch-hitting third baseman.
Well, that's all it takes. Sometimes you get that first down, then it seems like the floodgates open and they all start coming.
The tough thing is the Shuckers have a 6-run hole to overcome. Baker the 2-2, and Maitan skips it off the front of the mound out to Devaney, who fields, exchanges, and throws to first. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Robbie Baker in the bottom of the fifth. We head on to the sixth, and the Shuckers trail the Trash Pandas 6-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows.
Yep, he needs us to haul 24 of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon 24 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What'd you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Start of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Rocket City Trash Pandas 6-0, and we have a T-shirt vehicle delay as they drive a Polaris four-wheeler around the track here at Toyota Field as Valerio fouls off the first pitch from Silseth for a strike at his 0-1. And it looked like they lost a shirt and a little bit extra before they could drive it off the field. 0-1 is down low. The count, 1-1 to Felix. 6-0 Trash Pandas. 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Shuckers. 1-1, and Valerio watches it low. Count 2-1. Right-hander Chase Silseth now up to 64 pitches. 41 of them have been for strikes. The righty sets and the 2-1. And Valerio takes inside. It's 3-1. The best of my knowledge, this is the first time that a Shuckers batter has been 3-1 against Silseth. Right-hander sets. And the 3-1 is hit down the right field line. Running over is Whitefield, and he will track it towards the corner and reach up and make the ground. So fly ball to right fielder, one gone, and Jason Coca the batter. So that is now 16 up and 16 down for Chase Silseth. As The Shuckers looking for their first base runner yet. First offer, and Coca just barely catches a piece of it for a strike. It is 0-1. Coca 0-1 today with a line drive out to left field. Shuckers have hit a couple of balls really hard tonight, as the 0-1 is a breaking ball outside, 1-1. Really, the best chance they had for a hit was Corey Ray back in the fourth inning, when Ray scalded a ball on the ground, but DeShera was covering near the line. As Coca hits a bounder out to second, scooped up by Paris, the throw is into the mitt of DeShera, two gone. 17 up and 17 down for Silsak. Not allowed a base runner. And with two gone, it's Terrence Dawson. But again, a hard hit ball by Ray that was fielded just inside of the foul line by DeShera, and he was able to wheel around and get Ray out. First offer to Terrence, and Dawson guards it back to the netting for a strike. It is 0-1. So 6-0 in favor of the Trash Pandas. And again, Justin Jarvis, the Shuckers right-handed the first three innings as the 0-1. Those are the knees, it's 0-2. But Jarvis was ejected after he struck out Kevin Maitanda in the third. Two gone and the bag's empty, and the 0-2. And Terrence strikes out swinging. And it's six perfect innings tonight for the right-hander, Chase Silseth, and he's got eight strikeouts as part of it. And currently sitting at 72 pitches. That sends us on to the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers still trailing it 6-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Rocket City Trash Pandas 6-0. Kyron Paris leads it off, and the right-hander Rock Baker deals a slider that catches the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Paris 1-for-2 today with a single, two steals, and a run score. That came back as part of a three-run fourth inning. Next offer is low. Trash Pandas a three-run homer in the third by Zach Netto. An RBI ground out by Aaron Whitefield and a two-run homer by LeVon Soto in the fourth. The 1-1. And a violent cut and a miss on an inside fastball. And the count is 1-2 now to Paris. Meanwhile, on the other side of things, Chase Silseth has not allowed a base runner through six perfect innings tonight. As Baker stares in, and the righty's 1-2. Is high and tight. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes to Paris, with Jordan Adams waiting on deck. Baker hands over the head, now brings it back just above the belt, and the 1-2 is a slider low and away. Well, we are not the only game that is under perfect game watch right now. As a matter of fact, our high A affiliate, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, are currently on perfect game watch. The set in the 3-2 is muscled the opposite way foul. Carlos Rodriguez, the sixth round pick by the Brewers last year out of Florida Southwestern State Junior College. Six innings without allowing a base runner for Wisconsin tonight. He has struck out nine so far. The 3-2 is inside. It's ball four. So Paris works a leadoff walk, and it brings up Adams. The game was scoreless until they got to the top of the seventh inning. But now, run came in and scored on a wild pitch. And it is 1-0 Wisconsin. Rodriguez, for his part, is at 76 pitches, 50 strikes through six innings. As the first offer, Adams weaves through a fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. We'll certainly keep our eyes on that game as well. The T-Rats are on the road in Peoria tonight. Baker readies. And the righty's 0-1. There's a slider over for a strike. It's quickly 0-2 to Adams, who's walked each of his two times up, stole second, and scored a run twice. Meanwhile, Quad Cities also has a no-hitter working right now in the Midwest League. A lot of action there at High A tonight. 0-2 is deflected back to the netting. So the count will stay at 0-2 to Jordan Adams. Baker readies, and a spin and a throw to first. Dive back in by Paris, who, as we said, has already stolen a couple of bases tonight. Might as well check on the rest of the Brewers affiliated system tonight. What do you want to go, high or low, Thomas?
Let's go high.
Let's go high, and let's go to AAA Nashville. Check in on their series against the Memphis Redbirds. By the way, just got an alert as well that Dylan Cease for the White Sox is working on a no-hitter tonight through seven innings against Chicago. So there's that as well. Right-hander Baker sets, and another 0-2 is a bouncer over to third. Waiting back on it is Coca. He'll go to second for one. Valerio will not return the throw to first with a speedy runner like Adams. So a fielder's choice for the center fielder replaces Paris, who's out 5-4 for the first out, and the lineup turns over to Aaron Whitefield. For AAA Nashville tonight, 3-1 leaders over Memphis. That game is in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pedro Severino drew a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the first inning, as the first pitch is outside, 1-0. To score?
Bryce Durang.
There it is. And meanwhile, Sal Frelick with a 2-RBI single. In the second, that made it 3-0 Nashville. Next offer, right over for a strike with a heater, and the count is 1-1 now. It's a Whitefield, who's 1-for-3 today with a single, a run scored, and an RBI ground out his last time up in the fourth. 6-0 in favor of the Trash Pandas here in the home half of the sixth. The set on the 1-1. And a breaking ball is muscled the opposite way foul. They count 1-2. Juan Yepes with an RBI ground out to put Memphis on the board. Tyler Herb, the Shuckers' former right-hander, on the mound tonight. Four innings, one run, six hits, no walks, and two strikeouts for Herbie. As the next offer is high and in from Baker, and the count runs even at 2-2 to Whitefield. Bryce Terang, 2-for-2 in the game tonight with that run scored. The 2-2 here is a cold third strike at the knees with a changeup. Quality pitch by Robbie Baker, his second strikeout. And with two gone, that'll bring up Levon Soto. For Bryce Terang, that was his 80th run that he's scored this year with Nashville in now 116 games. So if it seems like we've said Bryce Terang scores a lot this year when checking in on Nashville, it's because he has. Baker, the first offer to Soto, and a high slider misses outside. It is 1-0. Baker, a long hold, and the 1-0. And Soto, a busted bat, one hopper to first. Warren brings it into the heel of his glove, moves a few steps to his left, and retires Soto. So Baker works around the leadoff walk, no runs, and no hits in the bottom of the sixth. That sends us on to the seventh. Shuckers just looking for a base runner, trailing at 6-0. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the seventh inning, the Shuckers trailing the Trash Pandas 6-0. And it'll be Thomas Zinzarella to take you through the seventh.
Well, thank you, Garrett. A first pitch fastball, 95 miles an hour out of the hand of Chase Silseth is a called strike to Corey Ray. 1-2-3, two up in this seventh inning. The 0-1 is a breaking ball tap foul towards the on-deck circle first base side. It's 0-2. A lot of zeros and a lot of 1-2-3 innings up and down for Chase Silseth. He's yet to allow a base runner. As the 0-2 and Ray swings and misses at a breaking ball in the dirt. And Ray's down on strikes for the second time today. Number 9 for Silseth. So 19 up, 19 down. And the shortstop, Cam Devaney, settles into the right side. One out, base is empty. 6-0 Trash Pandas. And the first pitch to Devaney is a slider on the inner half for a called strike. Three-run third and a three-run fourth. All the runs today for Trash Pandas. As Devaney whips over a fastball, 95, it's 0-2. Devaney struck out so far today, flat out to right in the fourth. Last time he was up. Silseth wobbling from the first base side of the rubber, 0-2. And a fastball elevated high above the letters. Devaney lays off 1-2. Well, this will be just the 79th pitch today for Silseth. Through 6 1/3 innings, 1-2, and Devaney just caught a piece of it. Bounced it high, foul third base side. Nice snag on the edge of the bench. Jason Koka down there. No glove on or anything. Using the bats when you know someone has soft hands. 1-2. And Vanny swings and misses as it goes down to a knee. Took something off that time with the changeup. 10 strikeouts for Silsep. He's gone to it a few times tonight with that split change. Now in double figures for the second straight start. Struck on 11. Smokies his last time out. As the fastball is roped back to the screen for a strike one from Garrett Whitley. And now two outs, bases empty, top seven, 6-0 Rocket City. And now I think calling catcher's interference on Zach Humphries.
Yeah, and whenever Whitley swung at that pitch, it seemed to me that with the way that Whitley came through the zone, it looked like he had caught Humphries' glove.
Well, this would be the most just painful way to lose a perfect game. And now Dexter Kelly is walking down the third base line. It looked like Joe Belanger, too. He singled just a foul ball, and then it was, because we saw in the replay, just from what we have in front of us, he was giving Humphries another baseball back. And that is really just a tough way. Catcher's interference is the first base runner the Shuckers get tonight.
Well, Biloxi will take it. You certainly aren't looking to have a perfect game thrown against you. And on the replay, Whitley turned around and he pointed. And even Humphries drew his glove back like he had gotten his hand caught in the cookie jar.
So that is the first base runner, two outs in the top of the seventh inning against the right-hander Chase Silsep. Thomas Dillard on the left-hand side, but first Silsep, I think, took out his anger on that pickoff throw. Threw a missile into first. Willie's back in standing. And the first pitch to Dillard misses up and away with the fastball for a ball. But still a no-hitter watch for Silsep. Not bad for him at all. As the 1-0 from the stretch is a breaking ball. Cute foul at the first base side. Hit right off the front right foot in the toe area of Dillard as he pretzel down and into a knee. Well, Dillard today's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. After Silsep struck out the first five batters of the game, Dillard was number four. And Dillard chops it foul first base side again towards the edge of the dugout for the trash pan as it is 1-2. So Silsep working to 85 pitches now. Two outs, a man at first in the seventh, the 1-2. Bounces before home and hits off the gear of Humphries, so Whitley will take off to second base. On the wild pitch, the count evens 2-2. This always brings up something when someone does throw a no-hitter. It's just one of those awkward things where there have been times when a team has no-hit an opponent and still lost the game. This is kind of one of those situations, but Shuckers trailing 6. And the 2-2 slice foul on the left field side. Well, there was a game earlier this year where the Red Sox were no-hit through 9 innings against the Tampa Bay Rays early in the season. They took the lead in the top of the 10th, but then were walked off. But it was a case when they went through 9 innings and the Rays were tied 0-0. 2-2 is down and away with a changeup. Counts full. There have been a few in Major League Baseball history where a team has lost 1-0. So count full of 3-2 to Dillard with Whitley at second. 2 outs in the top of the 7th. Silsep glared a second, and the 3-2 is in the dirt. Ball 4. And Dillard walks. So it didn't matter either way because of the catcher's interference call. Dillard is just another runner. And so Silseth still has yet to allow a hit. And Humphreys, the catcher, goes out. The infield now convene. And a mound visit here for the Trash Pandas.
And look, I think Silseth is still just aggravated about the fact that the first base runner of the night was on a catcher's interference. But, you know, the one person who wasn't arguing whenever home plate umpire Joe Belangia made the call was the catcher, Zach Humphreys. He didn't have anything to say about it, and so I think he knows that he got in the way of it, and that was part of what caused it to be broken up. But now if you're Biloxi, this is great. You have a guy who is obviously rattled right now. He's deep into his pitch count, and you have one of your best power hitters coming up to bat. And so if Clark is able to do something here, all of a sudden with one swing of the bat, you're right back into the ballgame.
Now, Wes Clark appearing in his third game at the double level since his promotion from high in Wisconsin. Two men on, two outs, and Clark takes low. A heater below the knees for ball one. There has been now a slight drizzle starting to fall at Toyota Field. The fans taking out their ponchos and rain jackets as the 1-0 at the letters is a called strike. And the count even 1-1. Well, Clark in his double-A debut had a deep drive over the left center field wall, which at the time gave the Shuckers a lead. Silseth looks to second, 1-1. And a curveball snaps over at the knees on the outer half, and Clark is behind 1-2 as now he'll use this extended time here to regather his thoughts. But still 6 2/3, a 0 in the hit column for the Shuckers. 6 runs on 5 hits for the Trash Pandas. Whitley at second, Dillard at first, 2 outs in the 7th inning. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Silseth kicks, is down and away. Trying to go back to the breaking ball and the changeup on the outer half, but Clark did not bite. 2-2. That was the 92nd pitch. Here's number 93 as Clark hits to the ground. Third base side by Tom goes a short route and gets the force out at second base. So a catcher's interference and a walk spoils the perfect game for Chase Silseth. But after 93 pitches, he's through 7 no-hit innings. It's stretch time in Rocket City. Trash Pan is 6, Shuckers nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
His 7th inning, Rocket City 6, Shuckers nothing. Robbie Baker tosses 2 scoreless innings and now gives way to the right-hander Arnaldo Hernandez.
35th appearance of the year for Arnaldo. 5-2 with a 7.40 ERA. 41 and a third innings worth of work. He's given up 36 runs, 34 earned on 55 hits. He's walked 27 and struck out 57. When it's hitting 316 against the right-hander, Arnaldo Hernandez.
So again, Robbie Baker goes two innings tonight. Does not a run or a hit. Walked one and struck out two. Hernandez faces 3-4-5 in the order. Working from the third base on the rubber and the stretch. And dips in a breaking ball inside for ball one. Well, the big news in this one, after the three-run third inning, three-run fourth, Chase Silseth went 6 2/3 tonight before a base runner reached, as Neto whiffs on a fastball 93 for a strike, 1-1. So 20 up, 20 down. He struck out 10 of the first 20, a catcher's interference and a walk. Well, the first two base runners in consecutive order. Still no hitter going, though. And the 1-1, and a fastball in the hands, dribbled out to short, Devaney, quick exchange in depth with the bag at second, and throws out Neto at first, 6-3, and one gone in the seventh inning. But hats off to Robbie Baker, though, through those two scoreless innings. Stopped the bleeding at the time. And Hernandez looking to continue the same. He tossed a scoreless inning his last appearance on Wednesday night. Struck out the side, did walk one though. First pitch to Sonny DeShera is roped past the glove of Devaney at short and into left field. And Sonny DeShera, second time he's aboard, his first hit of the contest. It's a one out single. So that is the sixth hit tonight for Sonny D. So the first five men in the order have a hit. All six hits have come from six different men. Kyren Paris, we do up later in this inning, is the only other man with a hit today. And now it's Zach Humphries, the catcher, who can't connect on a fastball down in the zone of 95 for strike one. Humphries, another one of those six different players with the hit. He's one for three. He singled in the third. Made at first and one gone, bottom seven. And the 0-1 is a fastball just missing the bottom of the zone. And the count evens 1-1. Rocket City not only working on the no-hitter, but obviously the shutout as well. As Hernandez peers over and gets a sign, brown glove from the belt, 1-1. And a breaking ball settles in at the knees for a called strike. As Humphries gives a quick glare up. He's behind 1-2. Hernandez aiming to put away Humphries. 1-2. Is a fastball sharply hit on the ground. Devaney fields it in his chest. Goes a second for one. Spin it back over to first, and they turn the double play. 6-4-3, an inning ender. Erases the one-out single, and Arnaldo Hernandez tosses a scoreless seventh inning. We move ahead to the eighth inning. 6-0. Trash Pan is on top. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel.
and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds? At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Top of the eighth inning, Trash Pandas 6, Shuckers nothing. Chase Silseth, evening is over. Still carries a no-hitter, but it is Luke Murphy. New pitch in the ballgame. And with that, we send it back over to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home tonight.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. For Murphy, his 35th appearance of the year, he's 7-2 with a 2.81 ERA. 12 holds this year, but he's 0-2 in save chances. 41 2/3 innings, just 13 runs all earned on 24 hits. He has not allowed a home run. He's walked 23 and struck out 48. Opponents hitting just 168 against Luke Murphy, the right-hander. So it'll be Xavier Warren to lead things off here for Biloxi. As again, the Shuckers are seeking their first hit of the night. They've gotten two base runners on a catcher's interference and a fielder's and a walk as the first pitch is fouled off by Warren for a strike. It is 0-1. Second time that we have seen Murphy in this series. Came back into the ballgame on Wednesday night and threw a scoreless inning. The 0-1. And that's taken down low. On the count, one ball and one strike to Warren, who's 0-2 tonight with a line out to left and a ground out to second. And Murphy came in the eighth inning after the Shuckers had fallen behind. This is bounced foul, and the count is 1-2. A game that Rocket City would ultimately win 9-7. Trash Pandas with a win tonight, which secured the series against Biloxi. The kick and the 1-2. And then spoiled back foul. The count will stay at 1-2 to Warren. By the way, the Shuckers got a double play to end the bottom of the seventh inning. A reminder that double play is brought to you by the Double Tree by Hilton Biloxi. The 1-2 is low and in. Located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and, of course, MGM Park, the Double Tree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. 2-2 when Warren takes low and in, and the count has run full to Xavier Warren. And again, for Biloxi, you are just looking to get base runners here. The 3-2 is low and in. It's ball four. So the leadoff man is on. Nobody gone. Felix Valerio, the batter. And the Shuckers didn't manage to get a base runner until two outs in the seventh. Garrett Whitley reached on a catcher's interference. Trash Band is 3-3 and 3-4 to go ahead 6-0. First offer is ripped in for a strike. It is 0-1 to Valerio. Meanwhile, we had been updating you on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who had a perfect game going of their own. Well, the day was over for the right-hander Carlos Rodriguez after six innings. As the next offer is a called strike on the inner edge, and Valerio with a glare at our home plate umpire, Joe Belangia, for that one. And the count is 0-2. Murphy readies and the 0-2 offer. Here it is. And a bouncer over to third. Maiton charges gloves. His lone play is to first. And he makes an accurate throw that way. 5-3 on the ground. Now one gone. Warren moves to second. And Jason Koka the batter. And that does bring our attention to first base, where Preston Palmeiro has now entered the game. You would assume it is a one-for-one swap for Sonny DeShera. That does indeed appear to be the case. So one gone and a man in scoring position. And Jason Kokan, the switch hitter from the left side against the right-hander Murphy. Kick and the first offer. And that's right over for a strike. It's 0-1. You know, for the Timber Rattlers tonight, Carlos Rodriguez goes six perfect innings. Taylor Floyd then came in and went one perfect inning before he ultimately gave up a one-out single in the eighth as Coco rifles it foul down the left field line. And the count is quickly 0-2 the ace. Ultimately, a run coming in to score. So James Meeker came in because Wisconsin is trying to hang on to a 2-1 advantage. We set the 0-2, and Coco strikes out swinging. Eleventh total strikeout of the night for Trash Pandas pitching. Two gone here in the eighth. And Terrence Dostin will be the hitter. And now the looming threat of a no-hitter becomes very real for Biloxi. Kick in the first offer. And Dostin takes high and away for a ball. It is 1-0. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Shuckers. 6 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. Rocket City. Remember, the catcher's interference does go down as an error on the catcher. The 1-0. And Dawson takes high. 2 balls and no strikes to Terrence, who grounded out to second, back in the third, and struck out swinging back in the sixth. The set and the 2-0 is inside. Dawson has to spin out of the way of an inside slider. And the count is 3-0 to Dawson with Corey Ray waiting on deck. By the way, for Quad Cities, their no-hitter is very much alive against Beloit still. There's one more at the major league level that's going on tonight as well. 3-0 is high and away, and Dawson, the 9-hole hitter, works a 4-pitch walk. Well, this is kind of the MO with Murphy. We told you in his stat line, he's now walked 25 this year and struck out 48. That's not exactly the ratio you're looking for. But again, opponents are hitting just 168 against him. So when he's not putting opponents on with the walk, they do not hit particularly well off of him. The lineup turns back over, and now it's Ray with 2 men on and 2 gone. First offer. And Corey takes on the outside edge for his strike. It's 0-1. Oh, worth noting, Corey had a multi-home run game last night. It was his first multi-home run game since July 11th of 2018. As he swings through an elevated fastball, it's 0-2. That was, of course, when Corey hit 3 home runs in a day game against the Jackson Generals at MGM Park. Runners on first and second and 2 gone, the 0-2. Is high and away. 6-0 Trash Pandas here in the top of the eighth inning, but the big story, the 0 in the hit column for Biloxi through 7 2/3 innings. Right-hander Murphy readies and is 1-2, and Ray checks his swing on a high fastball. The count will go to 2-2. Ray 0-for-3, but in one of his outs was a sharp grounder to first. And Palmeiro is well back of Dawson. 2-2 is a called third strike. Oh, my goodness. That looked like it was high and outside. And Joe Belangia decided to ring up Corey Ray. 8 innings, and the Shuckers still looking for a hit. We move on to the home half of the eighth. It's Rocket City 6 and Biloxi nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve-level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the eighth inning, the Shuckers trailing the Rocket City Trash Pandas 6-0. New hurler on for Biloxi. They'll turn to the right-hander Robbie Hitt here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Yeah, the other Robbie in the bullpen for the Shuckers, his 38th appearance of the season, 4-3 record, a 4.67 ERA, one save and two opportunities, walked 22, struck out 51 in 44 and a third.
So Jeremiah Jackson leads it off, and the first pitch is a bouncing ball up the middle of base hit. Jackson with a mounding single up the middle. Leadoff man is on, and it brings up Kevin Mites on. Well, again, the story for this game, the Shuckers no hit through the first eight innings. It was Chase Silseth through the first seven, and he was perfect through 6 2/3. Shuckers have managed five base runners over the last two innings, but not a hit. So now it's Maitan. Switch hitter will bat left, and the first offer is waved through a miss for a strike. It is 0-1. By the way, we had relatively mentioned the no-hit bid in the major leagues. That has come to an end. Dylan Cease could not complete the no-hitter tonight against the Twins. As the next offer is a called strike to Maitan, it is 0-2. Well, you got plenty of support tonight. Chicago ended up winning 13-0. And Cease did throw a complete game one-hitter. Don't see that very often. Cease threw 103 pitches tonight. Sent by the right-hander hit and the 0-2, and Maitan just gets a piece of it foul. He was opposed tonight by the last pitcher to throw a perfect game in the Southern League, and that was Tyler Malley. He threw a perfect game when he was a member of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos as a Reds farmhand in Mobile, the former home of these Trash Pandas back in 2017. As hit slider misses outside, it goes off the glove of Clark, but not far enough away for Jackson to advance. It's 1-2 now to my time. Malley not perfect tonight. Two innings, four runs, five hits, no walks, and no strikeouts. Right hitter hit sets and the 1-2. He's down low. The count is 2-2 to Maitan, who was 0-2 today with a ground out, a strikeout, and a walk. Runner Jackson not being held on too much at first as the 1-2 is hopped into the dugout that houses the Trash Pandas on the first base side. And the count stays at 2-2. No surprise, the no-hitter broken up tonight in the ninth inning with two outs by Luis Arias, former Pensacola Blue Wahoo. As the 2-2 is right in there for a called third strike, Maitan goes down looking. So hit records his first strikeout, one gone, and Kyron Paris will be the hitter. Arias with a single to right field Mark Payton. Rather than Kyle Garlick with a strikeout. So just that one out away. Shuckers have been familiar with that as the first offer is ripped on a miss by Paris for a strike. It is 0-1. Biloxi in 2018 had Zach Brown back on June 15th. Take a perfect game into the eighth inning. It was spoiled coincidentally on an error where Corey Ray and Trent Grisham ran into each other. As the pitch is down low for a ball, it is 1-1. Not very often that you can assess an outfield error and feel pretty confident about it maintaining a no-hitter, but there was a zero argument. Kick down the 1-1. And a slider bends in at the knees for a strike. It's 1-2. Sheckers trailing 6-0 here in the bottom of the eighth. But then Brown took his no-hitter to 2 outs in the ninth and gave up a full swing flare double into center field. It was a single, but because of the dive by Ray in center, as the pitch misses low and outside, it's 2-2. The runner ended up at second base, and it turned into a double. Brown then would throw the next couple of pitches, get a ground out to short, and not only was it a complete game shutout one-hitter, as the next offer is stroked into left field. Dillon is back and chasing it. He's towards the bullpen fence. He leaps, and it's off his glove and off the wall. Jackson had to hold up, so he will stop at third, but it's a double off the left field wall by Kyren Paris. Second hit of the night, third time he's been on base, and the Trash Pandas can maybe add on a little bit more with runners on second and third and just one gone here in this eighth inning. So Jackson at third, Paris at second, and Jordan Adams the batter. And by the way, for Paris, that is his first double at AA. As Adams lines the first one into right field, it's a base hit. Ray is over to scoop it up. One run will score. The throw goes to second. The tag is not in time. Paris scores, and it turns into a 2-RBI hustle double by Jordan Adams. It's 8-0 Rocket City. Sixth double of the year for Adams, and the third time he's been on base tonight. Unfortunately, it has just been one of those nights for the Shuckers. So now the lineup turns over to Whitefield. Off the end of the bat, fly ball to center. Coming on is Dawson, and in medium depth center, he'll make the catch for the second out. So two gone and LeVon Soto the batter. The other time that a Shuckers pitcher took a no-hitter to 2 outs in the ninth inning was Trey Schupach in a game against the Tennessee Smokies in 2019. Unfortunately, he did not get to finish off the complete game because his pitch count was over 115 when he gave up a single. As the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. And it was the exact same kind of play that Brown's no-hitter was broken up on. It was a full swing flare in the center. And that time it was Trent Grisham playing center for the Shuckers who made the diving attempt, and it just landed in front of him. 1-0 is pulled into right field. Ray chasing it towards the gap, and he runs it down out that way for the last out. But Rocket City adds on two more in the bottom of the eighth inning. We move on to the ninth. The Shuckers looking to avoid history as they have not managed to hit tonight. They've got three pretty good ones to try and get it. Cam Devaney, Garrett Whitley, and Thomas Dillard. On the other side, on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Start of the ninth inning, the Rocket City Trash Pandas leading the Biloxi Shuckers 8-0, but the big number on the scoreboard is the zero in the hit column for the Shuckers. And it's going to be a tall task in the ninth inning as Rocket City will turn to their left-handed closer, Eric Torres, to try and finish it off.
Yeah, Torres' 38th appearance with Rocket City this year, 2-2 record, .76 ERA. Southern League leader, 18 saves and 19 opportunities, 46 innings, allowed 25 hits, walked 19 and struck out 70. Opponents hitting 156 off of him.
So it'll be Cam Devaney to lead it off for the Shuckers, followed by Garrett Whitley and Thomas Diller. Torres ready, and the first offer is a breaking ball inside. 1-0. Well, this should tell you what the opportunity to throw a no-hitter means to the Trash Pandas. 1-0 is outside 2-0. Because again, as Thomas just told you, Torres is their closer, the Southern League leader in saves. This is not anywhere close to a save situation. 2-0 when Devaney takes a swing and a miss at a breaker at the bottom of the zone. And the count is 2-1. But when you have the opportunity to get a no-hitter, I guess that is the approach that Andy Schatzley has. Can't really blame him. 2-1, and Devaney takes inside. It is 3-1. It's a pretty good strategy because the Shuckers are seeing the left-hander for the fourth time this year. And in three appearances, he hasn't allowed a hit. 3-1. And Devaney takes low, so it's a leadoff walk to Devaney for ball four. So one on, nobody gone, and Garrett Whitley the batter. And now you also have to wonder if this might end up working out a little bit differently, because normally, look, certainly it's a no-hitter. There's that pressure on the line. But this is nowhere close to the same kind of situation that Eric Torres walks into on a night-in, night-out basis. Devaney, a big leadoff of first, and the first offer to Whitley is called a strike at the knees. It's 0-1. Normally, when Torres comes in, he's got a razor-thin margin to work with, and you are brought in to get those last three outs, and the pressure is ratcheted up because of the score. As the next offer is low and outside, it is 1-1. Instead, in this case, look, Torres gives up a two-run homer to Garrett Whitley here. It really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. You're still leading by six at that point. The 1-1. Whitley fouls it back, and the count is 1-2. But I suppose that the pressure of maybe throwing a no-hitter is something that you would entrust to a closer to try and finish off. Whitley digs back in, and the 1-2, and Garrett strikes out swinging. Thirteenth overall strikeout of the Shuckers tonight, one gone, and Thomas Dillard the batter. Just elevated a fastball there. So now Dillard, the switch hitter, will bat right, and the first offer. Thomas takes low and in for a ball. It's 1-0. Well, the rest of Torres' numbers against the Shuckers in his previous three outings this year, three innings, no hits, one walk, and three strikeouts. He had faced 10 total Shuckers as Dillard shoots this one to the first base side dead and foul. And the count is 1-1. Well, Thomas is 0-2 today, but he walked back in the seventh. 8-0 in favor of the Trash Pandas here in the top of the ninth inning. With a man on and one gone, the Shuckers have not gotten a hit. 1-1, and Dillard late on a fastball. It's 1-2. Also worth noting, the Shuckers, in their now 7 years of existence, have never been no hit. Devaney goes for second as the 1-2 is low and outside. And Devaney will surely get second on defensive indifference. He was not being held on and got a nice running lead. So the count 2-2 to Dillon. Left-hander Torres looks to second, the 2-2. And Dillard can't hold up. He strikes out swinging. So two gone, and the last hope for the Shuckers tonight is Wes Clark to try and avoid being no hit for the first time in franchise history. Torres sets and looks to second, and the first offer. And Clark takes high and in for a ball. It is 1-0. The right-hander Chase Silseth through the first 7 innings tonight didn't allow a base runner until 2 outs in the 7th. Shuckers have managed 4 walks, a fielder's choice, and a catcher's interference. As the next offer is low, 2-0. Devaney led off this frame with a walk, but since then back-to-back strikeouts. The Shuckers 1 out away from being no hit. Clark, their last chance. Left-hander Torres sets the 2-0. Outside, 3 balls and no strikes. Left-hander Torres sets and is 3-0. And Clark takes the whole way. It's ball 4. So the second walk of the inning for Torres. Runners on first and second, and now Xavier Warren will come to hit. And again, this is exceptionally out of character for Torres. In 46 innings coming into tonight, as Thomas told you, he had walked 19 batters and struck out 70. With 2 walks and 2 Ks, the first offer to Warren. He is right over for a strike. 0-1. Warren is 0-2 today, but he's put the ball in play both times up and walked. 0-1 is low. 1 ball and 1 strike to Warren. Switch hitter batting right for the first time tonight against the left-hander Torres. 8-0 Trash Pandas, but the Shuckers with no hits with 2 outs here in the ninth. The 1-1. Swing and a tipper foul, and the Shuckers are to their last strike. The left-hander Torres sets. The 1-2 is swung on and missed. And the Shuckers, for the first time in franchise history, have been no hit. It happens on September 3rd, 2022, here in Madison, Alabama, their former home against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Final score tonight, Rocket City 8 and Biloxi nothing, as the Shuckers are no hit this evening. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow. Shuckers fall tonight 8-0, and as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Toyota Field. What a night it's turning into here in Rocket City. A lot going on. Shuckers no hit this evening. And just as soon as the game ends, the tarp is rolled out. It's put on the field after the celebration. The fireworks start to go off, and the rain begins to fall here. But unfortunately, the bad news for Biloxi tonight, they are no hit for the first time in franchise history as they fall to the Rocket City Trash Pandas by a final score of 8-0. Gary Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. And we'll take you back through this one. It's a pretty brief recap, unfortunately. For the Shuckers, they obviously, not only did they not manage a hit tonight, they were held without a base runner through the first 6 2/3 innings. So we'll bypass that until we get to the seventh in just a little bit. But for the Trash Pandas, the right-hander Justin Jarvis for Biloxi had some traffic on the bases in the first couple of innings but managed to dodge it. But then in the bottom of the third, a leadoff walk to Jordan Adams. Aaron Whitefield then single. A line out to center was the first out, but then Zach Neto, a three-run homer, made it 3-0 in favor of Rocket City. After that, Sonny DeShera drew a walk. Zach Humphries singled. And then Jeremiah Jackson reached on a fielder's choice. Ultimately, Jarvis got a strikeout of Maiton. And then as he was leaving the mound in the bottom of the third inning, he was walking towards the dugout, and we've gotten a look at the replay. And on the replay, it looks like Jarvis says a grand total of 3 to 4 words. That was it. But whatever it was enough for Joe Melangia to eject Jarvis, much to the dismay of the entire Shuckers dugout, but certainly Mike Guerrero, who came out and had a long conversation about it. Then in the bottom of the fourth inning, Rocket City added on three more, a single by Kyron Paris, a walk to Jordan Adams, an RBI ground out by Aaron Whitefield, and then a two-run homer by LeVon Soto made it 6-0. The right-hander Chase Silseth, as we said, was on the mound for Rocket City tonight. And look, this is a guy who has pitched in the major leagues this year. As we said, in his debut with the Angels this year, he went 6 one-hit shutout innings against the Oakland Athletics. Now, for a bit of fun, how much of a major league team Oakland has fielded through part of this season can be debated. However, obviously, Silseth is an immensely talented pitcher and a guy who the Shuckers had gotten for several runs whenever he started back at MGM Park, but he holds them off the board. Ultimately, the perfect game was broken up in the seventh inning when Garrett Whitley reached on catcher's interference. It was controversial amongst the Trash Pandas here. Andy Shatchley came out, but we saw the replay on MILB.TV, and it certainly appeared that indeed Zach Humphries had stretched his glove out, and Garrett Whitley's bat, as it was coming forward, caught it. Ultimately, the next batter walks, but Silseth finishes his night with the fielder's choice. In the eighth inning, Xavier Warren drew a walk. Felix Valerio grounded out. Jason Coca struck out. Terrence Dawson walked. And then Corey Ray was called out on strikes for the last out. Trash Pandas added on two more in the eighth, thanks to a single by Jeremiah Jackson, a double off the left field wall by Kyron Paris, and a two RBI double to right by Jordan Adams. That just left the ninth inning, where Cam Devaney drew a leadoff walk. Garrett Whitley and Thomas Dillard then each struck out. Wes Clark walked, but then Xavier Warren struck out swinging to seal the no-hitter for the Trash Pandas. And Thomas, really, you know, sometimes a no-hitter, there can be a little bit of controversy. Was it an error? Was it a hit? Really, for Biloxi tonight, their best shot at a hit came in the fourth inning with Corey Ray whenever he scalded the ball on the first base side just inside of the first base line. But Sonny DeShera, who was ultimately replaced by Preston Palmeiro tonight, made a good stab. And unless I'm misremembering, that kind of feels like the one that the Shuckers had a shot at tonight.
Yeah, and every no-hitter or perfect game, there's always one of those type of plays. And I'd say that's probably the one as well that really stands out. There was maybe another one, but it was more routine out in the alley left center, and which it was Jeremiah Jackson who chased down the baseball. I think it was Coca or someone in the alley over there and ran it down. And
Xavier Warren, I believe.
Yeah,
line drive to left field that was run down by Jackson that was kind of out in the gap.
Yeah, I'd say that was, but I'd definitely say I think that the Sherrod one, that's the one that stands out, though.
Well, and unfortunately for Biloxi, as we said, first time that they have been a no-hit in franchise history. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the rest of the Southern League, as well as the Brewers-affiliated system, and we'll get you all set for tomorrow's series finale. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it!
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Man, world made me crazy.
crazy. Might just turn around to 180.
Welcome back to Toyota Field. The Shuckers fall tonight 8-0 as they are no hit by the Trash Pandas. But well, we weren't the only action in the Southern League. And for a look around the rest of the Southern League, let's go ahead and send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. There is one game that can be played tonight. The Embrys and Smokies were rained down at Trustmark Park, so they're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. But the two other games still got going tonight. One finished, and one is currently in the ninth inning, which just finished on its own in Chattanooga. We'll start with Montgomery. Biscuits pick up a slim 3-2 lead tonight. Joe Lasoris of the southpaw of St. John's picks up his first save at the double-A level. Michael Mercado today, 5 2/3, 2 runs on 5 hits, struck out 6, but the runs he gave up was 2, a pair of home runs. Oscar Colas at number 12 for Birmingham, and Moises Castillo as well, a pair of solo home runs. Ronnie Simon hit his 5th home run of the year. Blake Hunt also with an RBI double. Biscuits winners today, 3-2, so the Shuckers unfortunately drop a game and fall back to 10.5 back from first place. Chattanooga, 6-3 winners over Pensacola. Connor Corliss, his first save of the season as well. It's a first for everybody tonight, in which A.J. Ladwig is the loser. Ladwig gives up 6 runs, just 3 earned, though, in 6 1/3 innings on 9 hits. Struck out 5. And which today for Chattanooga, the big runs coming in the 4-run second inning. Brian Ray hit a double. L.A. De La Cruz, a fielder's choice, and scores 2 on a throwing error. Christian Encarnacion Strand, who came over the Tyler Malley train, who we're talking about Tyler Malley before in the Dylan Cease no-hit bid, so he drove in a run. De La Cruz would also have an RBI triple later in the contest in the bottom of the 7th inning, and Encarnacion Strand would double him home the next batter later. So both of those two guys still performing well, but 6-3 win tonight for Chattanooga.
All right, thank you so much for the look there, Thomas. All right, high or low, which way you want to go tonight?
Let's go low.
All right, let's go low. And good news for the Carolina Mudcats. Remember, last night they jumped out to a big lead and ultimately ended up losing their contest. I think 70-8 was the final score. Not tonight. They jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the second inning. Braylon Jabara with his 3rd home run of the year. It was a 2-run blast. Luis Castillo then hit his 3rd of the year, a 3-run blast. That made it 5-0. In the bottom of the 7th inning, Jace Avina with an RBI single to drive in Luis Castillo. Then Eduardo Fernandez hit a sac fly, and Edward Perez doubled in a run. Carolina led it 8-0. The bad news is that they would end up winning 8-7 as Columbia scored 6 runs in the 8th and 1 in the 9th to really make the Mudcats sweat it out. But they ultimately come away with an 8-7 win in this evening's game. No perfect game this evening for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers against the Peoria Chiefs. Remember, Carlos Rodriguez, a name to keep your eye on, goes 6 perfect innings with 9 strikeouts tonight. Taylor Floyd came in. He went 1 1/3 perfect before he gave up a single. Ultimately, 1 run scored, but then James Meeker goes 1 2/3 scoreless perfect innings to pick up his 15th save as Wisconsin gets a 4-1 win. A wild pitch scored the first run. Remember, there wasn't a run scored in that game until the 7th inning tonight. Jefferson Cuero then with an RBI double to drive in Jackson Churio, who didn't homer tonight but did double. Francisco Hernandez then with an RBI ground out to get the Chiefs back into the ballgame. But then it was a Jefferson Cuero 2 RBI single that made it 4-1, your final score for Wisconsin tonight. And last in the minor leagues, Nashville now with a 4-1 lead over the Memphis Redbirds. In the first inning, Pedro Severino drew a bases-loaded walk to force in Bryce Durang. Sal Frelick then hit a 2 RBI single to make it 3-0. Juan Yepes for the Memphis Redbirds drove in a run. But then John Singleton with an RBI double to score.
Bryce Durang.
Yeah, there it is, his 81st run score of the year. That was in the bottom of the 6th inning. As for Nashville on the mound tonight, Tyler Herb, 7 innings, 1 run on 7 hits, no walks, and 2 strikeouts for Herbie. He is currently sitting at 85 pitches. So we will see if he goes back out for the bottom of the 8th inning. But good to see for Herb, right now with this outing has his ERA down to 4.13 on the season. And the big league crew are locked in a battle tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Arizona got out to a 1-0 lead in the first inning off of Corbin Burnes, thanks to an RBI single by their top prospect, Corbin Carroll. Victor Caratini then doubled in two, including Estuary Ruiz and Tyrone Taylor, to make it 2-1 Milwaukee. Dalton Varsho, who we saw in this league in 2019, then had a sacrifice fly that drove in former Biloxi Shucker Cooper Hummel to tie the game at 2-2. Kasten Hira then reached on an error to score Willie Adames. That made it 3-2 in favor of Milwaukee in the fifth. But then in the bottom of the fifth, Dalton Varsho hit his 19th home run of the year. That tied it at 3. But fear not, in the top of the sixth inning, former Biloxi Shucker Tyrone Taylor with his 14th home run of the year. It is currently 4-3 in favor of Milwaukee. We would highly encourage you to turn that one on once we conclude here, because it does seem like that is going to be a great game to watch tonight. As for the final numbers from R1, for Rocket City, 8 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They committed, or they left 6 men on base. As for the Shuckers, no runs, no hits, no errors, and 6 men left on base. The winning pitcher is Chase Silseth. He improves to 5-0. Justin Jarvis takes the loss. He drops to 0-1. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 23 minutes in front of a crowd of 4,771 on a 78-degree, partly cloudy night that has now turned into a rainy night here in Madison, Alabama. With the win, Rocket City improves to 74-51 on the year. They're 33-23 in the Southern League second half. With the loss, the Shuckers are 58-64, and they drop to 24-31 on the year. Next up, it is a 2:35 p.m. first pitch right here at Toyota Field as we round out this series. The Shuckers are going to send the left-hander Nick Bennett to the mound, 6-10 with a 5-1-3. He'll be opposed by Rocket City's right-hander Brett Carey, 4-6 with a 4-6-0. Again, first pitch comes your way at 2:35 p.m., so we're on the air for you tomorrow at 2:20 from right here at Toyota Field. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work tonight, play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, and social media. Thomas, thank you as always for all of your hard work, sir.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Saturday night. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole contest, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. By the way, before we wrap out, it is worth noting that the rain has started falling here. The field is obviously tarped. The forecast does not look great for tomorrow. We certainly hope that we'll be able to play, but in the event that something happens, if we're not on the air when we should be at 2:20, go ahead and check out our social media channels. On Twitter, check for Biloxi Shuckers. On Instagram, at Official Biloxi Shuckers. And on Facebook, search for Biloxi Shuckers. We'll have it all for you there. But the final score from this one tonight, the Rocket City Trash Pandas 8 and the Biloxi Shuckers nothing. We will see you tomorrow at 2:35 for our series finale. Until then, good night from the Rocket City.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by